Yeah, hello. I'd like to present you my indoor and outdoor application for Android. It is able to seamlessly integrate indoor and outdoor maps, and it is using the Maps Forge library for offline rendering the tiles. Yeah, but first I want to present the current state of the indoor OSM. There are several discussions and proposals in the OpenStreetMap wiki. You can follow these both links, and you can find in the first link a proposal which is realized as a prototype on the indoor OSM homepage of the Uni Heidelberg. You can see here a screenshot. On the right side, you see a level selector to select the, the levels of the building, and on the left side, the building itself, which is rendered into an outdoor map. Unfortunately, this indoor OSM homepage is currently not available. The homepage is broken, and yeah, though we are going to implement an own application for Android for displaying indoor maps. But first, I want to introduce you to this indoor OSM data scheme, which was proposed by Markus Götz et al. You see at the left-hand side the principle or a simplified sketch-up of the hierarchical data structure. You see that the building itself is a relation in OpenStreetMap, and which contains, again, relations which are defining the levels of the building, and the levels consists of building parts, which are representing the geometrical structure of rooms and floors and so on. As you can see, at this moment, or with this scheme, is a description of inner room element like doors and desks, tables, and yeah, maybe seats too, not possible. And because we need another project, the display of this room elements, we've extended this data scheme by so-called room parts. Please look at the left-hand side. There's the building part is now a relation which contains for itself room parts. Yeah, I've prepared a simple example here. You see on this side here a building, simply called house. It consists only of one level, the ground floor, and in the ground floor there are several building parts. A floor, a bathroom, and a bedroom. And this bathroom, for example, consists of a shell, of course. It defines the shell of this room. And on the other side, the shower, the toilet, and so on. Yeah. Using this data scheme, there's a question how to map this. This is a short overview how to map this. You can use again JOSM and simply use existing outdoor maps, download them, and then you can use existing floor plans, and you have to scale, rotate, and fit them into the existing outdoor maps, and then map them with the given data scheme. Yeah, now to the app design concept. As I mentioned before, we are using the Maps Forge library for offline rendering the outdoor tiles. Therefore, you can simply use the Maps Forge Map Writer plugin for Osmosis to import the data into a binary format. And on the device, you can use another part of this Maps Forge project, the rendering library, to render the outdoor maps. And this is directly put it on the device. On the lower side is our extension presented. We are using directly the indoor maps in XML and parse them. Because of this hierarchical data structure, we need to parse the indoor data twice. In the first one, we are reading in all relations and ways. And the unresolved nodes of these ways and relations are passed in the second step. Then we have here an indoor data structure. This with this indoor data structure and the given boundary box and zoom level, we can extract the building data from the current view and generate dynamically the level selector for this app. And with the here in this example, the level button 0 is selected, we can extract the correct level data and start some rendering. And then this indoor map is overlaid over the existing outdoor map and is displayed. Yeah, usage. You can download this app from this shortened link. It leads to our university homepage. In this example, this app is delivered with a pre-installed outdoor map of Chemnitz. And this already shown university building indoor map. And yes, you are able to exchange these maps with the overflow button. There's there are two menu entries here. That outdoor map you can use pre-imported map files from MapsForge. There's a download page. Under this link, you can find further instructions and further information for configuring this application. Yeah, and you can import a custom indoor map file if you've mapped your own home in our description, and yeah, can install it. I would like to use this presentation here for a short demo. You can see here this app in the emulator. It flickers a little bit. I guess it is something up with the MapsForge library. And if you zoom in, the indoor data is displayed and the level selector there appears. If you are going out of this, the level selector disappears if there is no indoor data available. Yeah, and we can zoom a little bit more in. It's the ground floor of our university building. The rendering theme is only very fundamental. There's nothing happened yet. And yeah, you can select the buildings, the levels, and they are rendered here. Okay. Yeah. Just an outlook. What is to do? We are working currently on the storing of the indoor data in a custom map file, which is able to represent the hierarchical data structure and to improve the access to this indoor data. We've already implemented this indoor OSM data scheme from Markus Götz, and yeah, in this current version, it is not added yet. It is exchanged by our own data scheme, and I'm going to re-edit because there are already mapped indoor maps in the web available, and we want to use them. Yeah, later we want to implement a render theme support, or we are currently working on a render theme support. We are using Map CSS for configuring the maps, and later is a routing support planned for the indoor maps. Yeah, what's the scope of this application? We want to integrate it with an existing indoor positioning network of our professorship. This indoor positioning network is able to get the position with an accuracy of plus minus 1 meter. And this is the reason why we need to map desks, because we want to show the position directly in the room. Yeah, and later there is a navigation within multi-level car parks planned. Yeah, this was from my side. If you have some ideas and questions, feel free to ask.
Okay, thanks a bunch, Thomas. I've seen already the first one who has a question. Please announce your name and location.
Hi, I'm Simon. I think most of you know me, but I'm on the board of the OSMF. And indoor mapping is a bit of a hobby of mine. I just wanted to ask you, well, one question, probably the most important one. When we saw the development of the 3D mapping tagging, it really took off when the developers sat down together and defined a minimal subset of tags that everybody was prepared to support. That hasn't really happened in the indoor mapping area, which is one reason why we've not really seen a lot of development around that. Do you have any opinion on that? And I think one thing which, in my opinion, is a bit problematic about the indoor OSM map tagging scheme is, besides that, it's fairly complicated. There are unfortunate naming, not direct conflicts, but similarities with the 3D tagging scheme, which confuse people. And I think that is one of the things that should be fixed before that becomes really popular.
Okay. Sorry, but I don't get the concrete question right now. Maybe.
What is your opinion? Will that happen? That there will be a unified. Sorry, the question was really: do you think that it will happen that people will sit together and have a unified tagging proposal for indoor mapping?
Yeah, I think this app should be a kind of a door opener. If there is already a renderer available, maybe there and it is. Widely used, then there is the possibility to standard or to find a consensus for this indoor mapping scheme. But I think we have to start just and look how it goes. Maybe it's a later step that all are agreeing with one scheme. But this will the future show.
Okay, Andreas. Have you talked to Markus about his, what's the current state of his work? I think it was his diploma thesis or something like that.
No, I've not talked to him. Who is he and where is he?
No, Markus Götz is the creator of Markus Götz, indoor OSM.
He is currently not at the University Heidelberg anymore.
Okay.
And yes, and I've looked into this scheme and there's no activity since 2 years. And so I've picked up the work and just improved it a little bit and extended a little bit.
Yeah, maybe if Simon's idea a good good thing, maybe we just organize some meeting and create a scheme for that. And I think you talked about the building part thing, which is because building parts in the 3D area are small. If you want to build a bridge or something which has complex things. Mm. You have building part, and it's a totally different thing than a room or area as in the indoor OSM scheme. But I couldn't overtalk Markus the time he designs papers to use another thing. But
okay, maybe just we can introduce a new tag. I think it's a way.
Okay. Any further questions? Any contributions? Okay.
You said you're using Map.css for the render style. What library?
We are working on that.
What library are you using?
I've created a grammar file for Antler, and I've created a parser by my own.
Okay. Have you contributed your library to the Map.css page in OSM Wiki?
I have not contributed yet, but I will going to do that.
Great.
I have a more general question on indoor mapping because everybody is talking about indoor mapping, but I don't know what is this. How is indoor mapping used? Is there because you don't get a GPS fix indoor? Is there a standard for some positioning inside buildings?
There is no standard. There are many different solutions for indoor positioning. There are there's passive RFID or these Bluetooth beacons But for our application, we are using a custom solution at our professorship, and this uses a time of flight principle. That means there's an additional infrastructure in the building needed. That means you have to put some anchor points within your rooms or your building. You know the position of this anchor points, and you are measuring the time of flight from these anchors to your tech, which you're carrying, and then you can calculate your position. You're using special hardware, and the special hardware is plugged in with the USB micro connector. You can use this tablet as a USB host and can read in serial data directly from the USB port.
So, further question, or please announce your name again.
Again, my name is Andreas. To answer your question, so basically both widely spread smartphone operating systems, iOS and Android, the current versions of the location frameworks also have indoor support. And you can actually ask your Google phone on what level you are and so on. So this is possible, and they're using mostly Wi-Fi and GSM and so on. To my question, so you said your process for data thing was rendering side, you use the MapsForge thing, and on the routing graph or something like that, you're taking your OSM file. Is this using the direct, so this OSM file comes directly from the API and is pre-processed from your server, or does this, client itself, or how does it work?
This app carries this data itself offline, and you are accessing the storage of this smartphone.
And the pre-processed data is
yes. Carried.
Okay. Have you thought of using the Overpass API for this pre-processing, or
It is not considered yet, but we can do that.
I think it would be more flexible, and other. Please? I think it would be more flexible, so that other persons can also pre-process the data more easily.
Okay.
Okay. I'd like to end the session now. Many thanks to Thomas once again.